Perhaps you've heard the warnings from retailers across the land. This year, there are the fewest possible number of days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Get on it! You're already late! But never fear. Only a Game's Karen Given and I have spent the past year collecting the best, the wackiest, and the most extravagant gifts for sports fans. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Bill. Let's get right to it, shall we?
Off you go.
My name is Debbie Clark, and I am with the Boobsy Company. We're all big, firm Boobsy users here.
Now, a Boobsy is a koozie or a drink can holder that's in the shape of a rather unnaturally voluptuous woman wearing a tank top that shows her support of football, basketball, baseball, soccer, golf, fishing, or motorsports.
Why would anybody want that?
Good question.
You can squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and they stay firm. You know, it's not for everybody, but no, we don't see it as sexist. You know, it's just natural.
No, it's not.
Okay. How about this? For $50, Lisa Williams of the Etsy shop LaMonda Designs will paint a portrait in the round on a softball.
Imagine getting a softball with your face on it. What do you say about that?
Well, what do you say about that?
I say it's pretty awesome. Lisa is often asked to paint the faces of major league ball players on baseballs, which makes a certain kind of sense. And she says most of the requests are for members of the New York Yankees or world champion Boston Red Sox, mm-hmm. though some of the latter left to play for the former.
I've done a few of Euclid and Ellsbury, but I think they're probably just being used for batting practice now.
Well, that's okay, but what if you're looking for something more practical, a gift a fan could really sink his teeth into or maybe hold over her head in triumph?
How about the Stanley Cup Hot Air Popcorn Popper?
That's perfect.
It's made by Pangea Brands, the company responsible for every piece of toast with a sports team's logo on it. The Stanley Cup Popcorn Maker is new this year, but Jeremy Bartfield says it has already been enjoyed by the President of the United States.
Ooh.
That is true. So when the Chicago Blackhawks went to the White House, Commissioner Bettman did present President Obama with a Stanley Cup popcorn maker. We have not gotten proof of him eating the popcorn out of the cup yet, but we are asking for it.
Yeah, Karen, that's still not quite practical enough for
okay.
me. Let's take a look at a gift that sports fans can use every single day, not just when they're in the mood for popcorn.
What do you got?
I'm Jaron Dahlquist, and the grater head is basically a cheese grater that you wear. Very much like a cheese head.
Are you aware of any single instance where somebody wearing a cheese head and somebody wearing a grater head have squared off and butted heads?
Only in a friendly manner. But yeah, we've got pictures on the Facebook of it.
That's your idea of an everyday item?
You betcha. But, you know, it seems to me that Jaron has a problem. In order for him to sell the maximum number of grater heads, the Packers need to go deep into the playoffs. So I can only assume that Jaron, a lifelong Bears fan, is now rooting for Green Bay.
Bite your tongue, Bill. It's not true.
Deck your head with cheese heads yellow. La, 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 la.
For the football fan with a refined palate, I suggest the viticultural offerings of one Drew Bledsoe, former NFL quarterback.
If people like the wine, then there's a sense of discovery. They turn it around and think, this is good wine. Oh, yeah, this old dumb jock's involved in this, but it's actually good wine.
Drew does have some competition. He told me that Hall of Famers Joe Montana and Dan Marino are also in the wine biz.
It never ends. It never ends. We got to always just beat each other up no matter what it is.
Okay, I take your fancy wine and I raise you a $300 basketball.
Whoa, for that price, the thing better teach your kid how to be a better player.
That's the idea. The 9450 basketball is loaded with sensors, which, with help from your smartphone, act as an elite coach available to your child 24/7.
Yeah, that's great. But what have we got for the really big spender?
You mean someone willing to pay more than $300?
How about much more?
It probably needs someone who's willing to take the investment step. To try to get it built for the first time.
The investment step. The price tag is ...
Exactly.
More than $30 million?
It could be.
Ryan Sickman is an engineer at Populous. That's the company that brought us the new Yankee Stadium and London's Olympic Stadium. And he is suggesting a backyard venue with a fully immersive LED environment. So at the push of a button, your backyard flag football game could move virtually from Lambeau Field to Wembley Stadium. All this for 3% of the price of the new Viking Stadium.
It's a bargain.
It is an absolute bargain. It'd be great if someone would buy it.
For the sports fan who's also a rocker, designer Rich Roland and violinist Joel Derwin have come up with a helmet guitar, which looks a lot like an NFL helmet and face mask.
Those guitars are so sturdily built that if the NFL players wore those helmets, they wouldn't have as many concussions.
I would agree with that. They're 2 inches thick.
Wondering what to do with your loved one's old, smelly hockey or football jersey? Well, first stick it in the wash, and then send it off to Soccessories, where it will get transformed into a stylish and functional tailgating apron.
Now, that's a great idea, Karen. I like recycling, but I still feel like we haven't quite found the right gift for the sports fan who has everything.
What do you get the guy who has everything? You get him a bleeding zombie, for the most part. They're really a lot of fun.
Well, that seems perfectly logical to me.
Exactly. Nicholas Ioannidi of Zombie Industries explained that these targets would be appropriate for, say, a shooting range, but instead of being a boring old bullseye, they are the head and the bust of a zombie.
And the zombie bleeds.
Oh, yeah. And what better to put someone in the Yuletide spirit than a bright red splash of zombie blood?
The blood is actually pink. It's a fluorescent pink, and we did that for a couple of reasons. You know, we wanted to retain the novelty aspect of it and not have any innocent passerby think that something kind of crazy was going on.
Oh, God. I heaven forbid anybody see this and think something crazy was going on. You can find all our gift suggestions on our website, onlyagame.org. And on behalf of everybody here at Only a Game, I'd like to send out a holiday wish of good tidings and joy to every man, woman, and child.
Don't forget the zombies.
Well, of course not. Happy holidays, zombies, and don't forget the duck. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director this week was Paul Vitkus. We had help from Alex Smith at KCUR in Kansas City and from Martin Kessler. Our intern is Zoe Sobel, and our senior producer is Gary Wallen. If none of the items in this year's holiday gift guide is right for the sports fan in your life, though that is quite hard to believe, please visit onlyagame.org, where you can find my reviews of all the books featured on the program this year. Our final word this week is from tailgating apron mogul Linda Dunda, who describes the typical scene as she tries to get actual work out of her apron models, who happen to be her sons.
Oh, Mom, are you making me be a model again? Okay, we'll do it again.
You know, the kids love doing that. They just like to give their mom a hard time. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Lummelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lummelson.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org. And the Annie E. Casey Foundation, developing solutions to support strong families and communities for America's children, at aecf.org. This is NPR.